News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, we're joined now by the Minister for Public Expenditure and, of course, Fine Gael election candidate for Dublin Central, Pascal Donoghue. Actually, Minister, this is in your constituency. Do you have a view on Dublin City Centre?
I do indeed. I'm very privileged to represent the north side of the city centre. And while I absolutely acknowledge the difficulties that we have there, that the government is aiming to make progress on in a task force that we now have in place, I still believe there's much that is really great about our city and our city centre, much investment that is underway that can make a difference. And I still believe and will make the case for Dublin being a great city.
OK, let's talk before we get to the election, because obviously that is going to be called later today. Let's talk about Donald Trump's election, because that there is a clear and present danger to our economic model there from some of the things that Trump is promising to do, bringing in tariffs and new corporate tax rates to encourage American companies to come back to America. How worried are you about that threat?
It is indeed a very serious development that we have to recognise, and we have to accelerate our planning regarding how we can deal with it. We have to firstly recognise the scale of American investment that is here and how important it is to us. There's 220,000 people working here in Ireland that are either directly employed or indirectly employed by an American employer. The stock of investment within our economy is absolutely gigantic. It's over 900 billion euro. On the other hand, the value of the relationship between the US and the EU is 1.2 trillion euro per year. And even for an economy as big as the American economy, we continue to be a really important trading partner with the US.
Yeah, and in logical, rational circumstances, no president is going to undermine that. We maybe are not talking about logical, rational circumstances here.
And it is why it is important, even in the context of how important that relationship is, to recognise how things could change. And as we respond back to this here in Ireland, there will be three elements of it that will be really important. Number one, if we ever needed a reminder of why it is important to be running budget surpluses yet again, it's now.
Yeah. The budget Fiscal Council says we should have run bigger budgets. You're saying we're in danger of repeating the past mistakes. They're pretty blunt. They don't think you've done enough in that regard.
For the last 2 years, our surplus has been in excess of 8 billion euro. One of the largest surpluses in the European Union. And to put that in context, last year was 8 billion euro with a total tax take of 87 billion
all
euro.
Money, all that surplus pretty much comes from those foreign direct, from that FDI and those taxes. They could disappear. That is the real worry, isn't it? They could disappear overnight.
Which is why I've been making the case consistently for not spending all of it, which is why I've been arguing before the pandemic, before the cost of living crisis, that we should always have money in reserve, and we do again. But it'll be more than that. We have to think about this through a prism that's wider than just our public finances. So in addition to this, we have been working with all of these American companies that are present here in Ireland for literally decades. We have to continue a stable, careful approach in dealing with them. And then finally, with a shift change in investment in our economy already underway, we have to continue that.
I want to move on to the election, but just look, in a word, are you worried about what Donald Trump says he wants to do?
Of course I'm concerned, but I'm also confident about the ability of this government, the next government, and the innovation and stamina of the Irish people to respond back to us.
Okay, let's talk about the election. It's going to be called later today. Fine Gael is a massive problem. Half of your parliamentary party are not contesting the next general election. Why should people vote for a party whose own TDs don't want to stay in government?
Because we have a fresh new leader who is supplying great energy not only to Fine Gael and to the government. We've experience in people like me who are capable of working with Simon, with a new government to secure our future. I know how hard it is out there at the moment. Your listeners know it as well as I do. And the case that I would respectfully make, despite all of the challenges of the last few years, the pandemic, cost of living going up, the challenges that we have there and continue to have, for example, with regard to housing, we're at full employment. We've healthy public finances. We are building more homes, carbon emissions are falling, the waiting times for really important procedures in our hospitals are improving. And that is the case we'll be making. And then with respect, Shane, you know, for the last many years, I've been coming into your studio and other studios, and I've faced the charge that Fine Gael had become tired, had become stale. We now have a whole slate of fresh new candidates, along with some
not by choice.
Well, like any big organisation, Shane, you do get to a point where people decide they either want to retire or do something different with their lives. A big organisation like Fine Gael is not too different to any other big organisation.
Very few organisations lose over half their staff.
But very few political organisations also have the opportunity to renew themselves in the way we can.
Yeah,
and
okay.
We have new, fresh, energetic candidates from all walks of life in Ireland, combined with a new leader to make that
You mentioned some of the positives there, full employment, healthy public finances, the economy, they're all going well. But you've been in office for 14 years. Fine Gael has failed to deliver on housing. You have failed to deliver on infrastructure. Why should people give you another 5 years?
So at the very start of my answer to your initial question, I couched that argument for progress in a recognition that things are still so hard for so many. And I'd always make the argument, and I have a real appreciation of this from Dublin Central, that while I'll argue for progress, I'll also argue that times for many are still too tough. Why should we continue in office? Why should we be asking people respectfully for further support? Two reasons. Firstly, our track record during hard times. For most of the early part of our tenure in office,
yeah,
the government
but
was
will
bankrupt.
You deal with the issue about housing and infrastructure?
And then secondly, it does come to the future. So if I look at where we are in housing and infrastructure, with 50,000 new commencements outlined there last week of new homes being built, with regard to infrastructure, when we started off in government, our country was bankrupt. At the moment now, we are investing 15 billion euro per year in new schools, yeah. National broadband
investing
plan.
Investing it badly. I mean, I don't need to list off the projects where we've invested money. Like John Fitzgerald's writing about infrastructure in the Irish Times today. We've been talking about Metro for 20 years. There isn't a sod turned in the ground on it.
And that's the reason when we went to do the Metro the last time, we ran out of money to do it. We're now in a position that we have the money to do it. And while I'm acutely aware of the issues of waste and things that we did get wrong, I will point to the quality of new school buildings that are going up across the country. I'd point to the quality of housing the government is directly building. I'd point to the National Broadband Plan. I'd point to the flood relief schemes that are making a difference now to communities as examples of investment that we can now fund and investments that can make a difference. But we need a reset. We want to do more, and we want to do more in a world that unfortunately has become more difficult, more volatile and more complex. And I believe we have a mix of experience and energy.
Housing is your Achilles heel, though, and it's going to be your Achilles heel in this election campaign.
And I will both be recognising the challenges that we have there and making the case for the progress that we are making and still need to make.
Do you think you'll be Minister for Finance or Minister for Public Expenditure in 2 months' time?
I think that would be an unbelievably presumptive question for me to answer. All my energy at the moment, Shane, is going on to getting re-elected in Dublin Central and then making the case for Fine Gael nationally. Many bridges to cross before that becomes a matter.
Public Expenditure Minister, Fine Gael election candidate for Dublin Central, Pascal Donoghue. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Okay. Breakfast.